Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I've been doing business with a company called Network Solutions for a long time. Actually, golly, as long as, I guess, maybe 14 years, I guess, since I believe the first time I registered a URL, it was probably with Network Solutions back in 97, and I've been doing business with them for a long time. We do all of our stuff with them. And then I'd never really met anyone from Network Solutions until July, and I met a lady named Janet Goda over in New Jersey. We were over there making a speech, and her company was one of the sponsors there. And I said, you know what, Jenna, I need to get you on the show. I want to get you to tell my audience about what you guys do. And to my surprise, she said she wanted to talk about social media. So she's here to do that. Janet Goda, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. Janet, by the way, folks, she's a partner marketing manager at Network Solutions, and she helps them. Her main projects are online marketing campaigns, right, Janet?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was a little surprised that when I think of Network Solutions, I think of you guys as, you know, being able to register my domain names and help me manage it. You guys do a great job of helping me manage them. You keep me up, keep us posted on when things are, you know, are going to expire, and give us a lot of notice. And I know you do other things. I know you're doing some other online, you have some other online products, but I was a little bit surprised about how involved you guys are in social media.
Right. Well, you know, we do have a lot of products, of course, you know, for getting small businesses up and running, your websites, your domains, your hosting. But as you said, you know, with the change of social media, we do have products for that as well.
Well, social media, talk to us a little bit about this. Because one of the things you provided me with is a recent Pew Internet survey on how people are adopting social media. And there's some very interesting things in this research. Talk to us about it.
Sure, Jim. So some recent data we've seen from the Pew Research Center says 65% of adult Internet users now say that they use social networking sites.
Were you surprised about that? Did you think that was high or low or about right?
I was surprised. That's definitely a good number, and you know that number.
So that was higher than you thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, this is of Internet users, not of the population, right?
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I guess that doesn't surprise me, because you know almost everybody has at least gone and gotten a fan page, or I mean a Facebook page or a LinkedIn page, or almost everybody's done something. I say almost, obviously 65%. So I guess I'm not that surprised. Now, I'm not surprised by the next numbers, that more women use social media than men. That doesn't surprise me.
Right. Well, women are social, definitely. But I think that it's exciting because that there's the internet with social networking that so many people are using, you know, social networking to connect with everybody. And of that, it's estimated that about 90% of that is attributed to people being on Facebook versus mm-hmm. other social sites.
Wow. Yeah. Now, the another thing that if you look all the way down the list there, Janet, it's the racial mix, the household income mix, the education level, the geography. They're all almost in lockstep with each other. But the only thing that really varies that much is the age group, right? I mean, the younger people are more likely to do it. As you go up in the age group, the numbers get smaller, but the survey shows 33% of people over 65 are using social media.
Right.
So what do you think? I mean, social media is, and it's not just, and as Janet, you may have heard me say this before, but I don't like the term social media for business. In the business world, I think social media is an unfortunate term. I prefer building online customer communities. That's the way to think about it for a business. Not when it, when you think of social media, it's, that sounds too much like I'm visiting with my grandmother, right? How am I going to make a sale where there's social media going on? That, what do you think about that? How do we deal with that?
Well, I think that social media, you know, there's different terms and different connotations, and it does jog up different images for different people. So, you know, it's whether you're calling it social media for you're just talking about your peer group or towards a small business, you know, it's going to evoke different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, how should we think about it from a small business standpoint? What is the best way to think about social media?
Well, the way to think about social media, I guess when you thought in the past about getting your small business going and getting your small business online, you'd think about getting like a domain name and setting up a website,
right,
and using your online marketing tools like, you know, email or pay-per-click or search engine optimization tools. But now that isn't enough, right, because social media has taken over our virtual existence here.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, you know, social networking, you also want to represent your business and engage with your customers on Facebook, for example, with a fan page in the social space.
Well, this Pew research shows that 65% of your prospects and customers are using it. So you need to be there.
Exactly. They're talking. You're getting talked about in social media. Your small business is getting talked about in social media, whether you're there or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you realize that, you know, your community is being talked about, or the community is talking about your business in that space. So, you know, you want to be addressing that and managing that and setting up a fan page on Facebook,
right,
and going out there and getting people excited. But you can't just set it up and leave it, right? You want to drive fan growth, you want to drive excitement, and you want to drive viral activity.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about, you're going to help us build a fan page and tell us why we should. But the word that you used a second ago that's really important is community. Your website is important, but it's not as easy to build community with a website. Social media doesn't index as well with the search engines as your website. You need the website for indexing so people can find you through indexing. But social media helps you build community. Once you find people, you can develop a relationship better through social media, can't you, Janet?
Right, absolutely. And it's direct. And with social media, it's, you know, you're talking to the people who want to hear your message.
Janet, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find you guys.
Sure. You can go to networksolutions.com, and you can look under the marketing tab, and you can look at our product for Facebook marketing. It's called Fanpage Marketing by North Social.
And when we come back, she's going to talk to us some more about that, and there's a discount opportunity right after these messages. Stay with us, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.